Welcome to the Busy Gamer podcast for the week of November 1st, 2009, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Dragon Age Origins for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Lego Rock Band for Nintendo DS, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
Band Hero, aka Guitar Hero 5 with pop music, for PS2, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii. There's also a DS version, which won't work with your DSi, that includes 30 songs and a guitar grip, drum skin peripheral, and vocal support for singing.
Dream Killer for Xbox 360.
Jak and Daxter The Lost Frontier for PS2 and PSP.
Jewel Quest Mysteries for Nintendo DS.
Food Network Cook or Be Cooked for the Wii.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed Ultimate Sith Edition for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360. We mentioned the PC version in our first podcast, and it looks like it was indeed delayed to sync with its console brethren.
Also, a correction. Little Big Planet for PSP is actually due November 17th, not last week as we mistakenly reported. As always, take release dates with a grain of salt. They are notoriously slippy. This is the latest information we have. A more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
And now, last week's releases.
Ratchet & Clank Future, A Crack in Time for PS3. We'll take a look at this in a minute.
Forza Motorsport 3 for Xbox 360.
Catan and Doom Classic for the iPhone. Also, Wolfenstein 3D for iPhone was upgraded with new levels, support for downloadable maps via the Safari browser, and other improvements. There's also a new Gamefly app called Game Center for managing your online rental queue.
Tekken 6 for PS3 and Xbox 360.
DJ Hero for PS2, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
And Grand Theft Auto, The Ballad of Gay Tony for Xbox 360. This add-on episode is available for download from Xbox Live Marketplace. Or, if you prefer to skip the DRM hassles, you can get the game at retail as Episodes from Liberty City, which also includes previously released The Lost and Damned expansion in a standalone game. You do not need a GTA 4 game disc to play the retail expansion.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our October 26th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter. This week's giveaway is one of my all-time favorite racing games, Test Drive Unlimited for Xbox 360. I love driving around the island of Oahu, Hawaii, and being part of an online community of other racers. This game actually inspired me to write our first ever Busy Gamer review. Look for it linked from the contest item on BusyGamerNews.com, and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, November 5th. Last week's winners include
Dan L. won the Halo 2 Prophet of Regret Limited Edition action figure.
Nebinator, Chip99, and DWB6 each won a Beatles Rock Band downloadable song.
And Spencer won the Zombies!
Next week, we plan to offer several very cool t-shirts as instant wins, including one that was donated by BalladGirl1.
Watch Game Watcher's Twitter for a warning shortly before any instant win giveaways. Comment of the week.
In entering for the Zombie action figures instant win last week, Kelsey wrote,
"What do we want?
Brains.
When do we want them?
Brains." Sorry that you didn't win, but that comment really made our day.
We also received a wonderful comment about the podcast itself. BitLooter said,
"I checked out your podcast today. I like the way it's short and to the point, unlike a lot of other podcasts I've heard where they tend to babble a lot. I don't listen to a whole lot of podcasts, mostly because I don't have the time, but yours seems like just the right length. And of course, Jonathan Colton makes everything better. Keep up the good work. I look forward to more BGN podcasts in the future."
Wow, that's exactly what we're going for. Here's hoping more people feel the same way. And if you do enjoy the podcast, or even if you don't, please post a comment at BusyGamerNews.com.
Or in iTunes. This week's news. Friday morning, the Halo Waypoint was added to the Xbox 360 dashboard preview. This is basically a marketing tool to get you to buy and play more Halo games, but it's still pretty cool. It'll award you a Waypoint monitor accessory to hang with your avatar.
Think Guilty Spark from the first Halo.
And other clothing and armor accessories depending on which achievements you have in Halo 3 ODST. It will scan all of your Halo achievements and give you a ranking determined by how many and what type you have. We both received Explorer medals, and I was level 16 overall based largely on completing Halo 3 and making some progress in ODST. This might actually get me to play Halo Wars, and that's saying something. If you didn't get into the preview, you can expect it to launch Thursday, November 5th, worldwide. If you have a PS3 or a Wii plus a Netflix subscription, there's good news on the way. Instant Queue streaming is coming. PS3 Netflix streaming is 100% confirmed. You need to go to netflix.com/PS3 to request a Blu-ray disc that will enable this feature. Expect your disc sometime in November. Eventually, the feature will be added directly to the PS3 dashboard and you can throw away the disc. We also just learned that a similar feature for the Wii is due late in 2009 or early 2010, but details are still scarce.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
I'm not a farmer, but I play one on PC. Somehow, Zynga Games' Farmville app for Facebook has completely suckered me in, and I still don't know why. I don't like The Sims, I think the graphics in Farmville are dorky, and there's nothing to shoot. But I can't stop playing it. The game is pretty simple. You set up a farm, create an avatar from very limited options, and you tend to it. They give you a big chunk of land and a tool to create little plots, and then you buy seeds and wait for things to grow. After a few hours or days, depending on what you plant, you can sow it, sell it, and buy more stuff to grow and wait and sow. There's also some animals that produce items to sell. So far, I've had a pink cow produce strawberry milk and a sheep that gave me some wool. I have a cat now who is in the process of, well, I'm not sure, but supposedly he's going to cough something up to sell. Hopefully not hairballs. The cat was actually a big reason I got suckered into playing in the first place. See, helpless animals occasionally wander onto farms, and every one of your friends get alerts that the critter needs adopting. I started seeing these sad, crying kitties, ponies, cows, and sheep coming through and decided I needed them. So I started a farm. Now I feed my virtual cattle first thing in the morning, then I go next door and fertilize my friends' yards. That's not nearly as gross as it came out. Because in the end, what this game is really about is community. You send gifts to each other, you tend to each other's farms, and you shoo away. I said shoo, not shoot, varmints who have invaded your friends' farms. Which reminds me, big thank you to Game Watcher for giving me Edgar, the aforementioned cat.
Yeah, I have no idea why I keep playing this game. In fact, I think I need to go check my crops.
So if there's any developers out there listening today, I have a request. Make my game. One of the things that every game manufacturer thinks about is intellectual property. That refers to franchises or characters they can license to put in a game. Every major franchise has a tie-in game these days, and unfortunately, they usually suck, both in quality and in the IP choice. So I've made some suggestions over at BusyGamerNews.com this week for alternative IP to pick up. I'm not going to discuss all of them here, but I did want to throw one thing out there for our listeners. There's a fantastic indie comic series called Mercy Sparks from publisher Devil's Due. Mercy is a demon sent to Earth by Heaven to track down renegade angels who haven't reported to the big guy in a while. First, if you've never read it, go to your local comic store and get the back issues. You'll see why this is the perfect video game. It has fantastic graphics, awesome weapons, think guns that blast heavy metal. Angels hate Metallica, FYI. And a very grown-up storyline that would make a great starting point for a video game. As I was reading the books for the first time, I found myself desperately wanting to play Mercy. I love her attitude, her punk outfits, and frankly, she has a finishing move that I'd love to pull off myself. So if there are any developers out there, please head to the comic store, check out this IP, and call Devil's Due. I promise I will pay full price day one. Oh, and a super cool Mercy Sparks baby doll would make an awesome pre-order bonus. And it'd make this devil woman very happy.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory.
What we're playing. If you read our Penny Arcade Expo 2009 coverage, you know that I was not impressed with the demos for Ratchet & Clank Future: A Crack in Time, particularly the Clank time puzzles. I came very close to canceling my pre-order after playing them. The only thing that stopped me was that GameStop pre-order bonus to get a special moon level that offers a virtual tour of the Insomniac Games offices.
You never take me anywhere.
I'm glad I picked it up, though. The game is really well designed and builds your skills gradually so that when you get to the Clank time puzzles, they're not just good, they're the most fun I've had in a Ratchet & Clank game yet. This is much more polished than even the original Ratchet & Clank Future. There's even a sandbox feel to Ratchet's space missions now. He can fly around, shoot down enemies, and take on side quests. I am really loving this game.
I just finished Halo 3 ODST earlier today, and I must say the last hour of the game was spectacular. If you haven't played it, there are some significant differences in this game from previous Halos. The most obvious is that you aren't Master Chief and you're not even a Spartan anymore, so no run and hide for 30 seconds to heal yourself. You actually have to find med packs, and you can't carry them with you. This is important to remember when you decide what level you want to play. I went through on easy, and even as an experienced Halo player, I still had my helmet handed to me in a couple firefights. But for the most part, honestly, it got a little boring here and there because there are so few bad guys who really want to fight when you're playing on easy. You also have a squad this time, but they've disappeared at the start of the game, so your missions revolve around a treasure hunt to figure out what happened to them. So there's this weird dynamic of we're walking, shoot that guy, and that guy, we're walking. Oh, story! Well, stick with it. When you get to the last hour or so of playtime, it really does pay off. And it's actually a pretty short game. I finished in under 10 hours, and I like to explore and wander. Not to mention, I do tend to get lost in video games. I just wish the rest of the game was like the finale, because if it was, this would easily be a candidate for Game of the Year. And finally, yes, do sit through the credits. There is a coda, and it's a big fat clue about what's coming next in the series. In the meantime, I'm going back to playing Fallout 3 DLC. DLC highlights.
For the Wii and DS, you can now get WiiWare titles Tales of Monkey Island Chapter 3 and Ghost Mansion Party, and on Virtual Console, the games Golden Axe and Zombies Ate My Neighbors. There's also a DS demo you have to download on your Wii for Bakugan Battle Brawlers.
For PS3 and PSP this week, the PlayStation 3 store has Inferno Pool and Hasbro Family Game Night, only this version is $40 for 5 games. That includes Battleship, Boggle, Connect 4, Sorry, and Yahtzee.
The Ratchet demo for Ratchet & Clank Future, A Crack in Time, can be downloaded, and this one's somewhat better than the Clank demo at introducing you to the game. For the PSP, you'll find demos for Jak and Daxter, The Lost Frontier, and Loco Roco Midnight Carnival.
And on the 360, the new arcade titles are Inferno Pool and Rainbow Island's Towering Adventure. And there's a demo for CSI Deadly Intent. More complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com. On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L, Got Game.
We also encourage you to join our Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page, where we sometimes post special previews of Free Stuff Friday giveaway items. Thanks to Christopher Borton for inviting all of his friends to join. We doubled members in less than a day. We broke 100 on the group, and the fan page is heading that way fast. Feel free to post something and say hi.
Some of the music provided today came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.